The words of God given to us today is Acts chapter 15, verse 12 to 21. It is on the page 213 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the script. The whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about the miraculous signs and wonders God has done among the Gentiles through them. When they finished, James spoke up, "Brothers, listen to me. Simon has described to us how God at first showed his concern by taking from the Gentiles a people for himself. The words of the prophets are in agreement with this, as it is written. After this, I return and rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild, and I will restore it, that the remnants of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who bear my name, says the Lord, who does these things that have been done for ages. It is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write to them, telling them to abstain from food polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest times and is read in the synagogue of every Sabbath." King Nahash of the Ammonites, who was on good terms with David, died, and his son Hanun became the king. When David heard the news, David sent his ambassador for condolence to the land of Ammon to express sympathy to Hanun about his father. It was for Nahash's death and to encourage Hanun. David did not have any other intention but to be considerate and show goodwill to Nahash and Hanun. However, when David's ambassador arrived in the land of Ammon, Hanun's advisors told their master, Hanun, who just have become the king, about David's delegation of condolence as following. "Do you really think these men are coming here to honor your father? No, David has sent them to spy out the city so that they can come in and conquer it." The advisors of Ammon mistook David's delegation of condolence to be spies coming to conquer Ammon. This was misunderstanding. When Hanun heard this, Hanun did not say, "No, they have come for goodwill. My father and David had good relationship. I believe that David's goodwill and will welcome the delegation with utmost politeness." He did not say this. Instead, Hanun went along with the misunderstanding given by the advisors, and says in Samuel chapter 10, verse 4, "So Hanun seized David's ambassadors and shaved off half of each man's beard, cut off their robes at the buttocks, and sent them back to David in shame." As the king of Ammon, Hanun could not let David's ambassador, who came to spy on the city, and he seized them and shaved off half of each man's beard and cut off their robe at the buttocks and sent them back to David. Then, 3,000 years ago, and even it is the case today, that in the Middle East, the bear was considered to be the symbol of authority and honor. It was also the right of a free man. A slave who were not free was not able to allow to grow their beard. Thus, to shave off one's beard was an act that degraded one's status to a level of slave, and it was the most shameful act out of all things. Nevertheless, Hanun shaved off half of the beard of each man of David's ambassador and made them a mockery. Moreover, he cut off their robe at the buttocks. Jewish men at that time, they wore one-piece dresses like a woman, which was connected from the shoulder to the ankle. The problem was that people back then did not wear underwear like today. Yet, Hanun cut off the robes at the buttocks, which was very severe insult of all. The reason why Hanun insulted David's delegation to this level was because he had just become the king and he wanted to show that no one can look over my land. And it was to show this determination. However, this was not the right move. And this was a huge mistake that came from his misunderstanding. When David heard what had happened to his delegation and how his goodwill ambassadors were taken wrongfully as spies and treated in such an inhumane manner, David could not stay still. To insult his delegation was to insult David himself and his country. When Hanun realized that his misbehavior had angered David, he became impatient. He had insulted David's delegation by mistaking them to be spies. And he later realized that his army was too meager compared to David's army in size and in power. And if a war occurred between them, then he might lose the war. Hanun quickly made a plan. Now the people of Ammon realized how seriously they had angered David. So they hired 20,000 Aramean mercenaries from the lands of Beth Rehob and Zobah, 1,000 from the king of Makkah, and 12,000 from the land of Tob. Hanun tried to turn the tides, hired 33,000 mercenaries from the neighboring countries. How much expense would Hanun would have to pay from the government fund to hire 33,000 mercenaries? However, the result did not follow through with Hanun's wish. In the war with David's army, the army of Ammon and their mercenaries faced a crushing defeat. And not only Hanun lost his throne, but his country also collapsed and lost his life. The reason for this horrible tragedy is out of a mere trifle. It is by misunderstanding something that should not have been misunderstood. This story of Hanun tells us a lesson that a very foolish misunderstanding can pay a very high price. When something is misunderstood, it pays a very high price. Misunderstanding means failure to understand something properly and to interpret it in a different way. In English, it is misunderstanding or wrongfully understanding. In French, it is mal entendu, which means failure to hear it correctly. Misunderstandings happen between people in interpersonal relationships, and it's all caused by one's heart. When one's heart or mind is crooked and not straight, it is not possible to hear and understand something properly. Depending on how crooked one's mind is, it determines how crooked or distorted the other person's words or behavior are perceived. The words and behaviors that are understood falsely with distortion, even though it is not what the person said or what they actually did. Nevertheless, people react to the misunderstood words and behavior as if they were meant to be so, and they confront them in a very irrational ways. Therefore, it is why the person who misunderstands ends up paying a high price. King David sent delegates to Ammon, not only for deceased King Nahash, but also for his son, King Hanun. It was 100% out of David's goodwill. King Hanun and his advisors should have gratefully accepted it. However, they were too twisted to accept David's goodwill as it was. Their hearts was not straight. They took David's delegation, and because of their crooked mind, David's delegation as spies seeking the way to conquer the land of Ammon. And insulted them as much as they could. Later, when King Hanun realized that it was wrongful action, they hired 33,000 soldiers from the neighboring country, but it was too late. Because he misunderstood something that should not be misunderstood. And because of this, he lost his life, his throne, his kingdom. He paid too much for the things that he would never have to pay if he had not misunderstood this. So it is very important for Christians to keep our minds always right, the light of life and truth, not to misunderstand others and not to pay high price for something unnecessary, to prevent from misunderstanding others. One needs to have a very straight mind without crookedness. And there's one more thing to this. On top of being right-minded and straight-minded, one more thing should be added. Jesus possessed genuine and straight mind without any crookedness. His mind was free from distortion. Please excuse my voice. And I have this problem whenever there's seasonal change. Jesus possessed genuine and straight mind without crookedness. without any distortion. He never understood anybody or took anybody in a wrongful way. He never perceived good as bad one as good one. He saw people as who they were. Nobody was perceived wrong to Jesus because the mind of Jesus was holy and straight and genuine. Back at the time, adult Jewish men had to pay annually a half shekel for temple tax. A half shekel equals to a 2 drachma, which was 2 day wage for a worker. It is a religious tax which goes directly to temple, unlike national tax that goes to Roman Empire government. The amount of money was huge since people had to pay 2 day income. Jews had tax collectors who only collected temple tax because this was a huge amount of money. One day, a collector asked Peter, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" Paying temple tax is an obligation for all other men. So Peter didn't hesitate to answer. He said, "Of course he does." A conversation between Jesus and Peter about this is in Matthew chapter 17, verse 25 to 26. When Peter came to the house, Jesus was first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From whom do the kings of earth collect duty and taxes? From their own sons or from others?" "From others," Peter answered. "Then the sons are exempt," Jesus said to them. Under the absolute monarchy power, every tax was collected by kings, and people paid the tax. Their sons were exempted from the tax payment. From that perspective, Jesus was not the one who should pay the tax because he was the only Son of God and who is the owner of the temple. But Jesus, he could have explained this to Peter and tell the tax collector that Jesus does not need to pay the tax. But Jesus didn't say this. Jesus instead said in Matthew 17, verse 27, "But so what we may not offend them, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find the 4 drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours." It was not necessary to pay the tax for the Jesus, but in order not to offend the collector, he told Peter to pay the tax for himself and Peter with 1 shekel taken from the mouth of a sea fish he prepared. To fall into sin in Korean comes from a Greek verb, skandalizo, which means to make one fall by making one misunderstand something. At the time, people didn't know that Jesus was incarnate God's only Son. If he hadn't paid the tax, they would have regarded Jesus as blasphemous one and never would have listened to the gospel. Therefore, this would lead that they can be lost before God without getting to know the good news, the gospel. That's why Jesus paid temple tax, even though he didn't have to pay. He didn't want to cause any misunderstanding among people, which could have disappointed them. Jesus is true Lord of love who really took care of people. Here is one example that shows us how he loved people. People don't misunderstand others and don't make them misunderstood as long as they abide in the Lord. And it's needless to say that these people can be the true channel for love of God. The agenda of First Council of Jerusalem was about circumcision of Gentile Christians. James, the first chairman of the council, concluded that Gentile Christians shouldn't be persecuted by circumcision issue. Jewish Christians constantly force Gentile Christians to get circumcised, saying that circumcision was the first thing to be done to be saved. It was because their mind was still distorted by the wrong Judaism before their belief and faith. Gentile Christians without circumcision were not considered as children of God for Jewish Christians. The gospel was distorted in their mind because of wrong Judaism, which was preoccupied in their mind. And they naturally believed the Gentiles without circumcision cannot be saved at all. The conclusion James made also meant that one should not misunderstand Gentile Christians anymore. Misunderstanding Gentile Christians who were already saved as children of God was misunderstanding gospel and would make them pay high price because of this misunderstanding. And James continues to say in the verse 20 to 21, instead, we should write to them, telling them to abstain from food polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest times and is read in the synagogues on every Sabbath.
Jacob
tells not to understand the Gentile Christians anymore. Instead, James sent a letter calling for abstinence from detestable behaviors. As we looked over this last time, James calls for the harmonious relationship between Gentile Christians and Jewish Christians. And he's trying to make connection between them and establish sound common sense with each other. What does it mean to have sound common sense? It means not misunderstand anybody or be misunderstood by anybody. Eating the food that was used for sacrifice to idols, engaging in inappropriate sexual conduct with prostitutes at the temple, eating meat of strangled animals, and drinking the animal blood, while all the acts that were abhorred. But Gentiles did not have any guilt doing these behaviors because their belief in the idols were already distorted their religious tradition and belief in a wrong way. There could have been some Gentile Christians who have accepted God but had this preoccupied, distorted mind, carrying out such disgusting behaviors in the eyes of Jewish Christians. In this case, the Jewish Christians might misunderstand them and say that Gentile Christians cannot be saved by God and be God's children. Then this would isolate the Gentile Christians from the gospel, and this would make them fall into even greater sin. That's why James has provided and prompted them to have sound common sense, which will help harmonious understanding of Gentile Christians, so that no misunderstanding can come between Gentile Christians and Jewish Christians by writing a letter that urges to take each other in a harmonious understanding. Paul wants to Christians as ones to be caught and to be deleted, which was a big misunderstanding. This was because his mind was distorted from the Judaism, which is a belief that has left God's words. However, after he encountered the Lord in Damascus, he never once mistaken a good person as a bad one, nor bad one as a good one. He did not misunderstand anybody. He was able to figure out who were the bad ones and who were the good ones and who were the one to walk along with and who was the one to confront against. This is because his distorted mind was healed by Jesus Christ's light of the truth. This was not the end. In Corinthians 1, chapter 8, verse 13, he states, "Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause him to fall." In Corinthians, all the animals were given as sacrifice to the idols first and then sold in the market. Paul, who believed in God, would perceive the things in the temple of pagans just as mere stones or piece of steel. Because of this, and because of this strong personal belief he had, he would not care about meat that was once given as a sacrifice to idols. However, he is concerned that if this behavior would cause any misunderstanding of the gospel and conduce others to fall into sin, then he would not touch any meat that was given to idols as a sacrifice. He was indeed a man who would never make others misunderstand or be misunderstood. He was a genuine person for love. Jesus calls children as follows in Matthew chapter 18, verse 6. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drawn into the depth of the sea. Today, the society, parents' greed, their egocentric mind, insane education fever, immoral, indecent adult culture, and drinking commercials are leading the children to sin. Jesus says that it is better to throw these people into sea with large millstone tied around their neck. To make children to sin is a sin against God who has made the children. Love is a light of God and life and truth of Jesus Christ. And this truth will make us not misunderstand others, nor be misunderstood by living with sound common sense granted by God. Starting from children to adults, one should not be misunderstood or misunderstand, which will make us fall into sin. This is the only way to be the channel of salvation and prevent from making others sin due to misunderstanding. What God is telling us today is this message. Let's pray. Dear God, you have made us realize that love enables us not be mistaken or nor be misunderstood, and love is the light of truth and life. We are now awakened to the sound common sense that you have granted us. You have taught us that we should not misunderstand and repeat the mistake Hanun has made and pay high price for the ignorance. Help us not get drowned into water with millstone tied around our neck as a result of making others sin because of our greed, conduct, and things we made up, our thoughts and belief. Please hold us strong. Paul has made the determination that amongst anything, if any of his contact would make his brothers fall into sin, by chance, then he would not have any meat in his mouth. Let that resolution be ours. Even though it was not needed to pay tax to the church, Jesus has done so in order not to make others misunderstood. Let our heart resemble that. Let us not misunderstand people, nor be misunderstood, so that we can give our lives to be the channel for love and compassion. Although we are living in a world which is full of wounds and hurts from misunderstandings, let us live life that can bring genuine understanding of people, just as the letter of James has done. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.